Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Artificial intelligence is the buzzword for companies, but what will it really change for businesses? And have the smaller firms any chance of keeping up if they can't afford to use expensive AI packages compared to their larger rivals? Bearing Point are consultants with a notable presence here in Ireland who advise other companies how and what to do with AI. And Gillian O'Sullivan is the country leader with Bearing Point and is sitting in front of me. Hello, Gillian.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Tell us more about what Bearing Point do.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So we're an international management and technology consulting firm. We have about 6,000 people across 24 countries. And we've long roots, I guess.
And 300 here in Ireland.
300 here, based out of Dublin, yeah. We started life out of KPMG, actually. We split from KPMG in 2003. So we've actually got a long history in consulting. Some people who are your listeners who might be into rugby, they'd be familiar with us. We're the official innovation partner for Leinster Rugby. Mm-hmm. So you'll have seen our branding around
will
the
RDS. Will you be going over to London for the Champions
I certainly
Cup
hope one? To. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Hopefully we'll get a good result like the last.
Unlike the last two times. Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't been great in finals.
No. So you advise companies on what they should do by way of using technology.
That's right.
And the big buzz thing now is AI. So what are you telling them?
Certainly to absolutely start looking at it. I think one of the things, our core thing that we like to do with clients and that is our mission really is around helping them to solve their biggest challenges. And those challenges can be in the area of increasing efficiency, increasing their agility, reducing risk, but ultimately helping them to be more successful. AI is absolutely a key to that, I think, at the moment. It has the power to be absolutely transformative within organisations. And we're seeing that start to happen where we've a lot of clients who are asking us questions about it. How do we really take advantage of this? Should we be taking advantage of this? And what are the steps that we need to take? What's the risks if we do? But also if we don't, will we get left behind? And so for some clients, we're doing awareness sessions so that they understand the capabilities of the technologies that are there. For others, it's around pilots and prototypes. And I think the key over the next while is how do we take this from the experimentation phase, which I think is where we are right now, really into the transformation phase where organizations are taking
in terms of practical usages for AI, are there packages that you can take almost off the shelf and slot into companies and say, well, this is where you can really save time, money and personnel?
Well, I think probably the most prominent one that organisations are seeing right now is from Microsoft, really. You know, I mean, you see the use of Copilot. There's a lot of talk about Copilots in general, I think, to help any aspect of the business. And I think the moves that Microsoft have made over the last number of years have been incredible in terms of setting them on a trajectory as a leader within AI.
Of course, they invested in ChatGPT early doors, a company called OpenAI.
OpenAI, yeah. Exactly. And I mean, that was just inspired really on their behalf because it's really just shot them up to the front of this.
And so you advise your clients to, not all of them, obviously, to use this particular type of software. And how does it change their business?
So there are some really basic things that it can help you do to make you much more efficient. I mean, within areas like Copilot, everybody has, well, most organizations have Microsoft 365 or Microsoft technology on their desktop. Mm-hmm. And by just embedding these Copilots, it allows you to have much more access into your own data. You find that organizations have such a wealth of data right across the company in different departments.
Which they're not harnessing.
Exactly. And this is really about allowing them to harness their own IP, because that's what it is, to drive more intelligent decisions within their business, improve their operations. But it's also, I think, the key that they need to think about as well is that while that data might be available, there's a lot of areas around governance and policies that they need to look at to ensure that the AI will be looking at the most up-to-date versions of documents or their IP, and that actually they're not leaking out information that maybe they haven't secured properly. And that's one of the key things that we're talking to our clients
and
about.
And I mentioned at the start how smaller companies are going to be at a disadvantage. They may not be able to afford to use these big packages.
Like, I think what entry level will be coming, and then that'll start to grow as you want to do more with the AI tools.
So even if you've fewer than 50 staff, you think there will be options for companies?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, some of these...
How much does it cost? Not enough to name the price for Copilot, but for a package, an entry level package.
I think the key is really around looking at the value that it can bring, right? So if you're
I think the key will be how much it's going to cost, to be honest. Let's be real.
That is true. I mean, people are looking at the license costs, and I think that's why organizations like Microsoft are looking at their licensing to see can they make things cost effective while also, you know, customers see that the value that they're bringing. And that has a cost.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. Best of luck with it in your expansion plans here in Ireland. That's Gillian O'Sullivan, the country leader with Bearing Point. We'll see.